Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Trophy that he says he stole from the team. They don't know where it is.
Can I have a 50 piece? Sorry, I will put you. Can I put your camera? Do you mind or no?
Sure.
There's 150,000 people watching you right now.
Really?
Yes. So can I have, please, a 50 piece Mac Minis? 50, exactly.
Okay.
Not 51, not 49. Chicken Minis, yes. 50. And let me have a large drink, no ice. Half Sprite, half lemonade.
How many people are drinking half Sprite, half lemonade today?
No kidding.
A lot. You know,
I still put ice in it, though.
When you go to those, they call them the freestyle machines. A lot of the fast food places have them.
Wawa.
Wawa. And
what do you mean?
It's like a big, giant red machine, computerized. It's a touch screen, and it's got, I don't know, 100 choices,
yeah.
Right? At least you can make all these different kinds of combos that you want, and they have flavors that are not usually sold. Like, so for what I do when I see those, I go for a peach Sprite.
Peach Sprite?
Peach and vanilla. I have to hit two separate buttons there. A little bit of peach and then a little bit of vanilla. Mix them together. It's delightful.
No, it sounds horrible. Wait,
hold on a second. So you get Sprite and then you
mix. It's a peach flavored Sprite. Now, I don't know if there's actual.
That exists?
Well, in these freestyle machines.
In the freestyle, yes. Yeah. That's why you'll get, like he
that's
said.
That's why it's freestyle, JP. You do what you want when you want.
That's the spot. That's right. Freestyle soda, son. You want to put Coke and Mellow Yellow? You can do that.
Why would you do that?
Because it's freestyle.
What do you get in there in your freestyle soda?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Yeah.
I told you, Mellow Yellow and Coke, son.
Oh, that does not match, sir.
No. Mellow Yellow and root beer.
That sounds even more awful.
Yeah. You know what? Up your game there in the
orange soda and Dr. Pepper.
Whoa.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I always feel so boring going to those because I literally just get a Diet Coke. I see all the options and everything.
Exactly.
I'm just like, Diet Coke. So like, right. Except the only time I don't is if there's going to be booze involved, because then like you can mix all sorts of things. I think I would do what that gentleman just did and get like a half a Diet Sprite and half a Diet Lemonade and then put some vodka in that mofo in the summertime. That sounds really good.
Have any of you guys ever gone to Epcot Center and they have that? They have
vodka
that,
slushy.
No.
It's so
slow,
good.
Slow down.
It's so good.
Slow down.
Slow down. Tell me to slow down. It's
we're
so
going.
Good.
If you go towards when you're coming out of like where Soarin' is, and then you start going towards where the countries are, there's like this Coca-Cola building, and inside there they have a whole bunch of them. You know, the soda machines, the ones where you, if you're in a restaurant, you would go put your cup underneath it and
squirt of this, squirt of that.
But they have it's like Coca-Cola products from all around the world.
Oh, cool.
All right, who's getting soda at Epcot?
All
let's
I could
go.
Well, you know, kids.
Kids shouldn't be allowed in Epcot.
There's a lot of flavors that are a thing on the rest of the planet that I think Coca-Cola should be locked up for. I mean, there's some horrible flavors coming.
Bad?
Oh, my God. Just listen, just and off the top, it's been years since I've gone. But I know my son was little. He had to try everything. He's Daddy, try this. Daddy, try this. Daddy, try this. And I'm like, that's gross. That's gross. I can't. Like, dude, they just have all these different flavors that it just would never see the light of day here.
Wow.
In the States.
Well, they are now with the freestyle machine.
Now I'm curious to see how that whole thing. If I go to a supermarket, will I be able to find peach Sprite?
I don't think
because
so.
Because I feel like Sprite is like actually just one of the sodas that just kept it real. Our job is to make lemon lime Sprite. That's what we do.
Well, they had Sprite Remix.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. And I don't know if they still do.
It was like Sprite Zero. I understand
that. Right. Absolutely.
I get it. It's Diet Sprite. But that's it. They didn't try to be something that they're not. They're Sprite. That's it.
There was
7-Up went cherry.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Sprite, I think it was Limonade, is that the person just tweeted. And I remember that Racetrack had that in their fountain drinks for a while. And it, that is really good with vodka. Just saying.
Sounds like a lot of things good with vodka. I think the last three drinks you've come up with have been good with vodka.
Stuff like that just belongs with vodka in it. I don't know why anybody would just drink it plain.
The first time Nicole and I ever went away, we went to this place in the Bahamas called Breezes. I think it's still there, actually. And they had, it was nothing fancy, but it was the first time we were going away together. We ended up having a blast, but they had these vodka slush machines. Mm. My God. Yeah. You end up shellacked.
Tell me your feet were elevated in the Bahamas drinking your slush vodka drink.
At that point, I probably had my feet in the sand. Now, if I went, I'd have somebody holding my feet up.
Vodka, that sounds like a review of the vodka drink you were talking about. Is that what you were talking about? Vodka slushies?
Soda discussion.
Yeah.
I had plenty of time to think about what it was Disney World. It's Disney World that has the...
Magic Kingdom, you mean?
Whatever. Yeah. Has the little Mexico part off to the side?
No, that's Epcot.
Is that Epcot? Okay, yeah, Epcot then Epcot it is. Then let's go to the slushies. Oh, my God. If you haven't had those...
They're margaritas. They're frozen margaritas.
No,
those are frozen
sold
margaritas
in a
machines.
Kiosk outside, a little like stand, and it's vodka. It's a good vodka. I think it was Kettle One or something really good. Belvedere, something good, and it's in a slush, and it's good.
Okay.
And I had like.
I'll accept that challenge.
Try it. You'll like it. It's very refreshing on a summer day.
Let me ask you guys this question. I hope he's not listening.
Oh.
So, trying to figure out if this is a good idea.
It's not, but let's have it.
My father-in-law.
Huh. He's not listening.
Probably not. All right. So, he called Nicole and I for our anniversary the other day. They just moved into a new house in Naples.
Huh.
And he called us to, wish us a happy anniversary. We were driving, so we were on the phone for a little while. He's like, you guys can come down whenever you want. I'm like, you can come here, see your grandkids anytime you want. Like, so I just threw the ball right back at him. I'm like, it's way easier for you to come fly and see us and the kids than it is for me to pay for four people to fly down. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Simple.
And the kids have all their friends here. So anyway, I just wanted to get that point across. So we had told him that we were going to be down in Disney in a few weeks. Last night, out of nowhere, he sends Nicole a text message that says, "Hey, what days and which place are you staying at in Disney?"
Uh-oh.
And I look at Nicole, and I'm like, no, 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 no.
I mean, you have to answer.
I didn't have to answer. He didn't text me. Mm. He texted her.
She has to answer, and she's
so
got
I said,
lie to him.
Well, we went on defense first. I go, okay, why is he sending this?
Mm-hmm.
Now, during that conversation, I did bring up the fact that something about the Disney Vacation Club thing, and that Nicole's stepsister, they don't really talk. Not for any hatred or anything like that. They just kind of went their separate ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not close. I said, hey, I said, do they still have it? Do they still have the Disney Vacation Club? Do they like it? Was it worth the money? This, that, and the other. All that kind of stuff, right? So now I'm just wondering, the hopeful part of me was that maybe Paula, the sister-in-law, was going to be down there the same week, that just coincidence, or he was going to be talking to her, and this is where they're staying, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
The other side of me is, this dude's thinking about a little surprise grandpa visit while we're in Disney. Now.
Okay.
Now.
Oh, you can't come up for the day?
I was very, very much looking forward to this being the four of us.
Oh.
And it will be, mostly.
How many days?
Listen.
Like one day if he comes up and he's around for the day, Grandpa, cool.
I don't know if he's going to be around
for
the day.
Yeah, you just threw the grandkids card out there and he's doing it.
It's like we have plans. There's dinner reservations the entire week. Like we have stuff.
Plus one.
It wouldn't be plus one. It would probably be plus two. Mm. And I don't want company.
Mm.
That's a little. You step back from what you're saying. Just step back from what you're saying. I understand how you feel and you're entitled to that. Yeah. You're probably right. But step back from what you're saying. And it's not. What about the kids?
Step back from what I'm saying. I don't want company. It's my freaking vacation. I got my children to work together to plan this thing.
Right.
We all did it as a family.
They want to see their grandpa.
They don't give a rat's ass if that didn't. No.
I thought they'd say, "Hey, grandpa, that's a good idea."
No,
they won't 13, be up till the afternoon.
They're 13 and 14. They don't care.
Oh, well.
They don't care.
I just feel like it's a family.
He can come visit. Doors open. Got a room for you.
Mm.
So it has to be on your terms only to see him.
Well,
yes.
Actually, yeah.
Am I wrong?
I mean, you can't stay over. There's no rooms to be had in the place, I would think. And there's no room in your room, so you can't stay with you guys.
There's rooms. There's not many, but there's rooms.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he would be in.
Mm. I don't know. What if he just met you for one of the dinners? Because the rest of the day you're in parks. You don't know where you are exactly. It's hard for him to meet you unless he just meets you for dinner. That's like easy. And then he's on his way. And he gets to see the kids. He does come up to see you.
All right.
Although he doesn't come up to your house, you know.
That's too far, I guess. That's what I'm saying.
Or take a plane.
You know where we are.
Come up out of the Florida heat.
It'll be like, how come you guys got the house? How come you're not coming to see? How come you're not coming? How come you're not coming? Well, listen, dude. Get on the plane. Come hang out.
Yes.
Door's open.
Yep.
I like him.
Swim in the pool. Hang out,
relax. I love my father-in-law.
I do, too. He's a great guy.
Let's take it easy.
He is. I love him.
But he's, you know.
We saw him at a restaurant once without you, and we just saw him, and he was very cool just hanging out with a little ponytail in the back.
Yeah, him and I. Him and I are cool, you know. But, you know, now I'm on defense.
Mm.
This was supposed to be something. I'm overreacting, aren't I?
Maybe a little.
So much.
Because you really could minimize it to just come on up for this dinner. We can add a person here. This is the perfect thing. And then you control how long.
Because
he doesn't want to come up and go through the parks. He doesn't want to do that.
I don't know.
He's a grandpa. He doesn't want to do that. He wants to come up, just see the kids real quick, have a little dinner, and go home. He doesn't want to stay over, nothing. He wants to go back to his house. Although that is a long drive.
Well, then
he's got to find a place to stay.
He's definitely staying over, and it's like, okay.
But he can't stay with you anyway, so.
Whatever. You know. Hey, James on line one. What's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
The Coke building that you were talking about in Epcot?
Yeah.
That thing got demolished. They tore it and that whole plaza on that side down, and they're building an elevated restaurant there.
All right.
Elevate my restaurant.
Immediately. I want to see the entire park.
I will only eat at restaurants in the sky.
That guy's doing well. He's elevating not only his feet, but restaurants.
And it's you know what I'm talking about, right? You come out of Soarin' and you go to the right. Where, like, Illuminations or whatever the hell it's called.
How do you guys know this so well?
Not you guys, JP.
When you come out of Soarin', you go down and straight across to the building directly in front of you, and it was at the end of that building that it was the Club Coke.
Yeah.
And they had eight different flavors from around the world, and Beverly is the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
That was the disgusting one.
I had looked it up, and they had, like, bubblegum Coke and raspberry cream Coke, guarana berry. Like, I was looking at these flavors, like, boy, these are weird.
And that's where it got weird.
Melon. Oh, pineapple. Pineapple soda good.
And they...
I feel like it's around a lot.
Yeah, they had one. I forget where it was from. The name was Beverly, and when you drank it, you could basically taste dirt in it almost.
Oh, that's not what here it says. Beverly, Italy, a very bitter non-alcoholic aperitif.
Aperitif. Thanks, James. Later, buddy.
Phantom Melon.
I'm surprised that you know the layout of that. I get lost in there. I need one of those little paper map thingies.
Once I get there, I'm good.
I've been going since I'm a little kid.
Yeah.
I can.
Yeah. You just know your way around.
Yeah. I mean, they've changed some things. I got to find some stuff this time around. But
I know Mexico and Canada. Like that.
You know, I know Mexico and Canada are like right there. But after that, I couldn't tell you like the order of the countries as you go around. You know, it's.
No, Mexico is on one side.
Yeah.
Mexico is the first one on the left.
Yep.
Canada is the first one on the right.
That's what I mean. After that, I'm lost.
Canada.
I don't really care.
England, France, Morocco.
Yeah, whatever's next. See? Mm. See that?
Isn't Japan in there somewhere?
Yeah.
Sure.
Great sushi joint now.
Chinese acrobats in the China area. They're great.
Whoa.
Don't miss the acrobat show.
But also, don't get stuck behind the parade.
Sit on this hot.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.